years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the first segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. And this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. So I also want to remind you that Village Green's nutrition advisors have an exciting new tool to use called Natural Medicine's Comprehensive Database. And it is considered the most authoritative resource available, provides unbiased scientific information on dietary supplements, natural medicines, and complementary alternative and integrative therapies. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please tune in next week for Kevin's interview on oncology, nutrition, and dietetics. Our guest today is Dr. Lee Cowden, a physician, M.D., who is chairman of the Scientific Advisory Board and professor of the Academy of Comprehensive Integrative Medicine. And our subject is the Cowden Support Program in Chronic Lyme Disease. I want to tell you a little bit more. Dr. Cowden's background is very interesting. He has pioneered successful integrative treatments for cancer, Lyme disease, atherosclerosis, cardiomyopathy, autism, and various other neurological conditions, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, silicone implant disease, and many other illnesses. He has co-authored 6 books. And I'll tell you what they are because you might be interested in looking at them. An Alternative Medicine Definitive Guide to Cancer, Cancer Diagnosis, What to Do Next. I like that title. Longevity, An Alternative Medicine Definitive Guide. Create a Toxin-Free Body and Home. And Foods That Fit a Unique You. And finally, Bioenergetic Tools for Wellness. And we will hopefully have some time for Dr. Cowden to share more information beyond the information on Lyme disease. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cowden.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, let's get started. Is there anything else you wanted to fill us in about your background?
No, I think that was very sufficient, I think.
Okay, so let's talk about how you approach your medical approach to illnesses. We talk a lot about functional integrative medicine on this show, and I think it's always good to give an overview of what you provide and the depth of your practice.
Yes. You know, allopathic medicine, for the most part, looks at the symptoms and tries to identify a pharmaceutical drug to cover up the symptoms. And so that almost always results in an ongoing necessity for drug treatment. The approach that I use is identify the underlying causes of disease, to systematically remove all of the underlying causes, and watch the patient get well.
Well, it always sounds simple. The work is in what the individual has to do, but I think that's a good overview. Tell us a little bit about how you evaluate a patient.
Yes, I mean, I do a detailed history taking, a physical exam, a Chinese physical exam. Then I do energetic testing, usually 2 different types. I usually use electrodermal screening along with some form of kinesiology. And so with the energetic testing, the electrodermal screening and the and the kinesiology, I figuratively cheat compared to allopathic medicine. So, you know, I can find things that allopathic medicine doesn't have a clue about.
I like hearing you say that because you're sounding just like my practice. That's exactly what I do as well. And it's good to have this validated. So
yeah, I've been doing this out of the closet since 87. I started doing integrative medicine in 1975 when I was in medical school still.
Wow.
Because I had illness that wouldn't resolve with the treatments that the allopathic doctors at the medical school offered me. And thank goodness my wife's grandmother came to visit us down in Houston. I went with her to the health food store, got on some vitamins, minerals, and herbs, and I got well in a very short period of time. And I thought, my goodness, I need to learn what this woman knows, this self-taught nutritionist, and I need to take with a grain of salt everything I learned in the conventional training institution after this.
Well, that's excellent. I too, was self-taught until I went back to school to get a master's in nutritional biochemistry at all. And we have a very similar background, so I'm very excited to hear what you have to say about Lyme. Let's start out with the primary causes. Let's talk about that first and then spin off into from symptoms into treatments.
Yes, allopathic medicine thinks that Lyme disease is a pharmaceutical antibiotic deficiency, and that's not true. We actually know from peer-reviewed literature research that if a patient has had Lyme disease more than about 6 weeks, the chance that antibiotics are going to resolve it is actually very, very slim, very low. And so, you know, if you have an infectious condition in the body, usually you have a change in what Dr. Beauchamp called the terrain. So, you know, too much physical toxins, a weakened immune system, too much stress, too much electromagnetics, and all those factors create an environment that makes it easier for the microbes to grow. So, you know, it's more important probably to address all those other issues than to try to kill the bugs.
Yes, so that's what you're getting to, the underlying issues, the patient's uniqueness as well. And
right.
Give us some of the common symptoms of early and late stage Lyme diseases.
Well, you know, a lot of people think that if they don't have or a lot of doctors too think that if they don't have a bullseye rash and arthritis that they can't have Lyme disease, but it isn't so. You know, if a mom passes a group of Lyme-related bugs through the placenta into the fetus during pregnancy, and the child is born, they don't have arthritis, and they don't have a bullseye rash either, but they still have Lyme disease.
Yes, and that's significant.
And same thing is true for you know, Lyme disease that's contracted by sexual intercourse or by French kissing or by certain other things like blood transfusions.
Right. So there are many opportunities for people to get Lyme disease. Do you want to talk a little bit about the deer tick and other insects that may be carriers?
Yeah. The original work by Dr. Burgdorfer said that the bug was housed in the gut of the deer tick, and so after that, you know, pretty much everybody focused on the deer tick. But you know, most of the Lyme disease that people contract in Texas is from mosquito bites and not from deer ticks. And, you know, so there's a lot of biting insects that can carry the Borrelia from person to person or from animal to person or from person to animal. And so if you do get a flea bite, tick bite, bite of a scabies, mites, lice, you know, spiders even sometimes carry the Borrelia, you can end up with a pretty severe case of Lyme disease without ever having interacted with a deer tick.
Well, that's good to know. I think some of this information is likely new to many of our listeners. What about Lyme disease and how it differs from co-infections such as Rocky Mountain spotted fever? And I'd like you to go over some of the common co-infections that occur.
Yeah, there are many different potential co-infections. Most people in the United States that have Borrelia in their body, which is the name of the microbe that's thought to be primarily responsible for Lyme disease, most people that have that bug have at least one other co-infection. The very common co-infections in the United States are Bartonella, which is another bacteria, or Babesia, which is a protozoal parasite similar to the protozoa that causes malaria. And then, to a lesser degree, the co-infections include Rickettsia, which would be like Rocky Mountain spotted fever-related bugs, and sometimes also viral infections and other infectious agents. You know, if you think about it, a mosquito or a tick or whatever, you know, biting one person that has Lyme disease with a variety of microbes represented, and then that same insect, same arthropod, then biting another person that has no bugs in their body like that. Oftentimes, many of those different infectious illnesses are transmitted at the same time. The deer and some of the other mammals are hosts for these bugs out in nature, and so that's why, you know, a lot of people that spend a lot of time in nature are more prone to, you know, developing Lyme disease. But as I said, we can get it from sexual intercourse and French kissing and from blood transfusions and probably other ways.
Well, good. That's certainly an excellent review of the co-infections. And we're going to continue this conversation in the next segment. For those of you who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're having an interesting conversation with Dr. Lee Cowden, who is chairman of the Scientific Advisory Board and professor of the Academy of Comprehensive Integrative Medicine, and much, much more. Our subject is the Cowden Support Program in Chronic Lyme Disease. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features Epicor Fermentate, Elderberry, and N-acetyl L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense. Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And I want to remind you, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so tune in next week for Kevin's interview on oncology, nutrition, and dietetics. Our guest today is Dr. Lee Cowden, and we're talking about the Cowden Support Program in chronic Lyme disease. So we talked about Lyme disease and the co-infections, Dr. Cowden. Can we talk a little bit about what makes an individual more susceptible to developing Lyme disease, what's different about individuals' uniquenesses, and what makes people more resilient? You've covered a lot of information, and this is something I hear patients ask questions about frequently, because we've noted that people can walk through the woods and some are like flypaper for ticks and others are not. And I think the same has been noticed about mosquitoes. Most of my family can't sit outside in the summer. I can. So let's talk about the differences that people have.
Yes. When I was in medical school, the chairman of the or the head of the infectious disease department said something that I found to still be true today. Very few things that they said back then are still true. But he said that infection equals the number of microbes times the virulence of the microbe divided by the host resistance. Now, if you're talking about Shigella, you're talking about maybe 10 microbes causing bloody diarrhea in the average person. Whereas, you know, most other microbes, it would take, 10,000 microbes to cause bloody diarrhea or, you know, severe symptoms. And a lot of people have the denominator of the equation affected, which is, you know, the immune system, and the toxic load affects the denominator of the equation. So, if they have a lot of stress in their body, they're going to have too much cortisol. The cortisol is going to suppress the immune system and predispose them to picking up infectious illnesses. If the patient has a huge load of mercury amalgam in their mouth or other heavy metal sources, then they'll have a greater tendency to have infectious illnesses. So it's important when you're trying to work on somebody that has Lyme disease to make sure you get out the get the toxins out to the best of your ability, and also reduce the stress in their life as much as possible. And when I say stress, I'm not talking about just emotional stress. I'm talking about electromagnetic stress and chemical stress and microbiological stress and structural stress and all the other stresses. And so that is what predisposes a person to having symptomatology.
And are there people who can be exposed to a tick bite and not experience Lyme if they have a superior immune response?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that somewhere between a third and a half of the population in the United States has some Borrelia in their body, but only a much smaller percentage of those people have symptoms, and then a much smaller percentage of that have been diagnosed. So, you know, it's a condition that's prevalent throughout our society in the United States, because we have the toxic load, the emotional stress, and the electromagnetic stress, and we have a lot of the right factors to allow the bugs to thrive in our body.
And the electromagnetic stress is very important, and there's a lot more data now. Can you expand on that a bit as to how we're getting it? I mean, the devices, we're inundated right now, aren't we?
Yeah, and it's about to get a whole lot worse. We have electromagnetic stress from the Wi-Fi that's in almost every home and every building and every airplane and every airport and so on. We have which is pounding our body and disrupting gut barriers and disrupting blood-brain barrier and creating chaos. But we also have, you know, radio frequency burglar alarm systems and smart electric smart meters that are zapping people and disrupting their body. We know, and there's a lot of other sources, you know, cordless phones, cell phone towers, et cetera. But the great menace that's right around the corner is the 5G network. You know, so they're talking about putting a cell phone tower up basically every few hundred feet throughout every city in the United States. And unless you can live way out in the countryside, you're going to be affected by that. So I think most people are going to have a heck of a time trying to survive in that environment unless they maybe get a metalized cloth canopy to put over their bed and shield themselves from that at least 8 hours a night, because it's just going to be overwhelming, I think.
And the exposure within the house and now outside of the house and office buildings, it's exponential. I like to use the term environmental modification of gene expression when we talk about health and disease, and whether we have a cold or cancer or autoimmunity, it is what we come into the world with and what we're exposed to. And you're telling us about the EMFs right now, and we have had more people, researchers, speak on that subject, and it is frightening. We don't know enough, and there's certainly not sufficient testing. So I'm glad you covered that.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that I've observed is that microbes in our body and microbes in our homes and workplaces are also stressed, threatened. They perceive threat from electromagnetic, so they grow faster to try to make sure that they survive. And when they and not only do they grow faster, but they also produce more biotoxins. The research out of Switzerland showed that they can produce as much as 600 times more biotoxins when they're exposed to electromagnetic fields than when they're not. And so that's a scary proposition. It's the biotoxins that oftentimes make us the most ill with symptomatology. And so the chemicals produced by the microbes that are released into our body or released into the air that we breathe, you know, can make us gravely ill.
Well, that's something to consider. I know that there are many companies that have energetic tools that people can use on their cell phones and on their equipment. Do you want to comment on that?
Well, yeah. What I have on my phone is called a Safe Sleeve. Safe Sleeve is a EMF shielded mesh that is on one side of the phone, so that if I put the thing up to my head, I get only about 2% as much EMF as I would get if I didn't have that thing on there. And it's not perfect, but it's a heck of a lot better than nothing. And it doesn't have a shielding on the backside so that the signal can still go out to the cell phone company, to the cell phone tower, and you can send and receive your messages. But there's all kinds of other things that you can do to try to shield yourself. As I mentioned, the metalized cloth canopy that you can put over your bed. If you're on the second floor, you have to put the same kind of material underneath the bed. So you create a Faraday cage around the around the bed so that you're shielded from that stuff while you sleep.
That's interesting. Any other advice for people that they can do? I like when people can listen to the show and immediately take advice and act on it. And you're giving us some of those clinical pearls. What else can people do to reduce their exposure within their homes and offices?
Well, you know, if they can't afford a EMF shielding canopy over the bed, that's about $700 to $1,000. They can at least turn the Wi-Fi off. They can locate their bed further from the electric smart meter that's on their house, or try to get the power company to switch it to an analog meter. You know, they can make sure that they have no cordless phones anywhere in the house. Those are deadly. Those are worse than cell phones. So switch to a corded phone. If you can charge your cell phone, make sure it's more than 25 feet from the bed at night when you're sleeping, or preferably put it on airplane mode so it's not sending out harmful signals at night. Go to the breaker box and turn off all the breakers that go to the bedroom area so that you're not being zapped by the low-frequency EMF during the night. So there's a lot of things you can do that will help lower that stress. You know, the other stressors in our environment are the chemical stressors. You know, like if you have carpet in your bedroom, you're outgassing formaldehyde from the carpet that you breathe in, and that formaldehyde, you know, zaps your body. If you have a mouthful of mercury amalgams, the mercury is getting into your bloodstream and getting into your brain, getting into your tissues, and disrupting metabolic functions and messing up your enzymes. And so on. So there's lots of things that you could do. Some are more expensive than others. You know, switching out all your mercury amalgams to non-mercury is a fairly expensive thing. But turning off your breakers at night is close to zero cost.
Yes, it is. These are good suggestions, and we're going to carry this conversation forward in the next segment. We're learning a lot from you, Dr. Cowden, and for those of you who've just tuned in with us, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800. Or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, we're here every Sunday morning. Our guest today is Dr. Lee Cowden, MD, and we're talking about the Cowden Support Program in chronic Lyme disease. And this is something we get asked about frequently, and now we have the expert here to tell us what he knows and how he treats patients. So let's get rolling on that, Dr. Cowden.
Yes. Well, first of all, about the terminology chronic Lyme disease, the Infectious Disease Society of America has said there is no such thing as chronic Lyme disease. You take 4 to 6 weeks worth of 4 to 6 weeks worth of antibiotics, and then you're completely cured from Lyme disease for life. And that's absolutely incorrect. A bold-faced lie, if you will. But unfortunately, a lot of the doctors that were on that Infectious Disease Society of America article that was published in the literature had conflict of interest. They were also on the boards of insurance companies that don't want to reimburse for treatment of Lyme disease.
Exactly.
The Attorney General for the state of Connecticut brought suit against the Infectious Disease Society of America and won in court against them. And the judge mandated that they had to repeat the research and rewrite the article. But to this date, several years later, they still have not. So your listeners need to, you know, learn that everything published in the peer-reviewed literature isn't necessarily so. In Nature, they published an article a couple of years ago that showed that 67% of all research published in the peer-reviewed literature about pharmaceutical drugs is not reproducible.
Yes.
So which 33% are we going to hang our hat on, right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's a big issue in diet as well. The Institute of Medicine repeated the studies and found what we in functional alternative complementary medicine knew for 40 years or more, that there wasn't the data to back the recommendations that were given. And they've reversed their recommendations as of 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, years ago I worked with patients that had chronic Lyme disease that were told that there's nothing else that could be done. You know, pharmaceuticals had failed. They were still chronically ill. And so we did a little research project in Dallas where we put 14 pairs of patients on either a control treatment, which was ongoing treatment by the allopathic doctor with the best pharmaceuticals that he could come up with, and the other 14 patients went on a natural treatment program, which was comprehensive in nature. So it wasn't just a single product, but it was a group of products to try to deal with organ toxicity and with microbial overload and inflammation and so on. So in that little study, we found that at the end of 10 weeks, there was a 70% improvement in our treatment group and very close to zero improvement in the control group. By the 18th week, there was over 90% improvement in our treatment group and still almost no improvement in the control group. So we knew that we could make a difference in people that were told that there is nothing else that can be done. And I wrote that little study up. I never did take the time to write it up as a peer-reviewed article for the literature, but just wrote it up as a observational study, a pilot study, and it got published on an Ecuadorian website. And after I started getting phone calls from all over the planet, people wanting to come to be treated with that approach because they were told by their allopathic doctors there's nothing else that can be done. And so I got a lot of experience over the next few years treating patients with chronic Lyme disease. And I found that the 80% of the patients markedly improve within 4 to 6 months, and a small percentage of patients don't improve. Now, usually the ones that don't improve are those that have excessive amount of fungus in the environment that they live in or that they work in, and so they're getting continually poisoned, or they had a mouthful of mercury amalgams, or they had a sugar habit. They were eating a lot of sugar that disrupted their ability to have normal immune function, and the sugar was also causing an overgrowth of fungus in their own body, as well as overgrowth of some of the Lyme-related microbes. And so, once you realize that the Lyme disease is reversible with fairly natural means, at very very little expense, then you say, well, why should I continue to suffer? I should seriously look at this as an option.
Well, it's excellent. Can you get into specifics of what you recommend? And I know it differs depending upon the patients, their history, their lab findings. I think it's important for our listeners to hear what kind of approach you have and how specific that can be.
Well, Dr. Richard Horowitz contacted me in 2006 and said, I have 10,000 chronic Lyme patients in my practice. 500 of them are doing very poorly. Do you have any ideas? I said, well, do you do energy testing? He said, no. I said, are you willing to do energy testing? He said, no. I said, why not? He said, because doctors are getting their license removed for doing that in the state. I said, well, that's a good reason. So I sent him an empiric program to treat the chronic Lyme disease patients that had failed his allopathic pharmaceutical approach. And he put a couple hundred patients on that program and found that that 70% of them were markedly better after about 6 months. And he called me really excited. He actually presented that at the International Lyme and Associated Disease Conference in 2007. But he called me around that time and said he was really excited about the 70% success rate. I said, well, that's really good for the 70%, but what about the 30% that failed? He said, well, I don't know. What do you think? I said, well, if you'll gather some of those together, I'll come to your office and see if we can figure out why they failed. So I went up to his office and evaluated some of those patients, and we found that they failed because they either had mercury amalgams in their teeth, they were eating too much sugar, they weren't drinking enough water, they had stinking thinking, I call it, or they had mold or fungus in their home or their workplace. And so when you address those additional things, you can get up to over 80% success rate, probably 85% success rate. And so that's with an empiric program. My preference is using a energetic guided program where you use the products that test to be best for the patient based on electrodermal screening or based on kinesiology or both. And when you do that, you can get over 95% success rate.
And that because you're being more specific to the patient.
Right, yeah.
Excellent.
But the counseling support program as it is on the Ecuadorian website is still successful in 80 to 85% of the patients, without fine-tuning it for them, with just empirically taking it.
What is the website so people can access that information?
Yeah, if they go to Nutramedics, NutraMedix.ec, they can see what the Ecuadorians wrote on the website about this this program. Ecuador still has freedom of speech. We don't have freedom of speech in the United States hardly anymore. So, but the United States government cannot stop the Ecuadorians from putting stuff on their website.
Very interesting. And, yes, so. It's frustrating. And I know you've heard this before. The CDC did the same thing with chronic fatigue syndrome and many other syndromes. And then eventually when the medical community recognizes that the condition exists, they rename it and claim it.
Right.
It's frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah. I call it the NIH syndrome, not invented here syndrome. So they won't acknowledge it if they if it comes from the allopathic, from the integrative medicine realm. They say, well, that's all, you know, garbage. That's all, you know, voodoo, hocus pocus, whatever. And then they do a research that confirms what the integrative medicine's been saying for 20 or 30 or 40 years. And then they say, well, we invented it.
Yeah.
We the allopathic community invented it.
Yes, it's rename it and claim it. So we've gotten used to that. I do think that people having greater access to online materials allows people to at least evaluate. And one of my patients said, well, my doctor said to stay away from the Internet. I said, did he tell you to stay out of libraries? Because you as a person need to expose yourself and start judging what it is you're reading. And I think that's made a big difference and moved us forward in many ways, but in many ways we're still stuck.
Yeah. Well, you have to determine the source of the information that you're reading on the Internet. There's a lot of information on the Internet that's actually put there by the pharmaceutical industry or the people that they hire to put you know stuff that's negative against integrative medicine. But you know, if you the mandate is, you know, always follow the money. Figure out who put the website up. You know, who the people are, who they're getting paid by. And if you follow the money, you'll usually figure out which ones you should ignore, which ones you should accept.
Yes, and I've noticed that when you read any kind of research article now, you can read about the authors and any conflict of interests. I think that's been helpful.
Right.
We didn't have that in the past. Well, we're going to carry this good conversation on into the next and final segment. If you've just tuned in with us, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're discussing Lyme disease, chronic Lyme disease support, and we're discussing it with Dr. Lee Cowden, MD. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake. I've been your host for the hour, and we've been having a fascinating conversation with Dr. Lee Cowden, MD. And we've been talking about the Cowden Support Program in chronic Lyme disease. I want to give you a few contacts that will be helpful. ACIMConnect.com. That's the Academy of Comprehensive Integrative Medicine. So it's ACIMConnect.com. You can get a free membership, lots of information, lots of connections. And also, Dr. Cowden mentioned Nutramedics.ec. And that's Nutramedix, and that's EC. So that is well worth looking at. It's the beginning. And let's carry on this conversation, Dr. Cowden. What else do you want to share with our listeners?
Well, about that Nutramedics.EC website, there on that home page in the top right corner, it just says Cowden Support Program. So if they click on that, they can learn, you know, what that looks like. There's an Excel spreadsheet on there that goes for 270 days for a dose by dose, day by day instruction about how to use the empiric program that I developed for Dr. Horowitz, that he researched, and also that Dr. Armin Schwarzbach in Germany researched, and they both found that it works 80 to 85% of the time in patients with chronic Lyme disease that have failed antibiotic therapy. And one time I asked Dr. Horowitz, you know, if this program, I should say this, that in Dr. Horowitz's second study on the chronic Lyme disease with Cowden Support Program, he put some patients on antibiotics alone, some patients on the Cowden Support Program alone, and some patients on both. And he found that the ones that did the best were actually the ones that were on the Cowden Support Program without the antibiotics. And so I said to him, you know, why do you make the recommendation, you know, to do the antibiotics at all, because it kills the friendly bacteria in the gut and creates dysbiosis and creates other problems? He said, well, I've got to try to make sure that I follow the Piper, basically being the medical board and the licensing board in the state. So sometimes, unfortunately, doctors can't make the decision that they'd like to make for the patient's benefit because they're too concerned about what the licensing board is going to do to them.
Yes, that's certainly a concern that patients experience through their doctors. It's not easy to treat patients if you've lost your license, if the reason for that is not actually accurate. But talk to us a little bit more then about the support program, some of the specifics, and I'd like you to cover ozone, hyperbaric oxygen as far as part of the treatment protocol.
Yeah. Yes, the empiric program has in it a variety of substances, and only about half of those are for the purpose of killing bugs. All of the antimicrobial agents also have very powerful anti-inflammatory drugs. Those were researched at the University of Guayaquil in Ecuador in an animal model to prove that they have very powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Most patients with chronic Lyme disease have severe inflammation throughout their body, including their brain. But in the program, in addition to the antimicrobial agents, there are, there's magnesium, there's a serapeptase. Serapeptase is is a proteolytic enzyme that's taken 30 minutes before food with water only for the purpose of digesting the fibrin that's inside the blood vessels, blocking the delivery of oxygen into the tissues. And most people that have chronic Lyme disease have excessive fibrin, have impaired delivery of oxygen to the tissues as a result of that, and so they have a heck of a time trying to get well because they can't get enough oxygen into the tissues to produce ATP energy for the cells. But the Cal Support Program has also in it cilantro, which is a quantum imprinted remedy to get heavy metals out of the body. It has in it sparga, which is a quantum imprinted remedy to get the sulfa drug residual out of the body. The sulfa drug residual messes up the sulfation pathway in the body and prevents the body from being able to make enough glutathione to bind metals and bind toxins and carry them out of the body. And then, you know, the other things that are in the account support program are antimicrobials, but also anti-inflammatories.
Okay, so this is very interesting. What about the ozone treatment versus hyperbaric?
Yeah, well, hyperbaric can help the body to improve its oxygenation, and when you improve the oxygenation, you improve the ATP production, and you improve the function of white cells that were ATP deficient. But ozone therapy is much more powerful against the Lyme-related microbes than hyperbaric oxygen would be. And so, if you're going to pick one of those two for Lyme disease, usually the ozone therapy is a better choice. The downside to ozone is that you can overdo the ozone. You never want to breathe ozone because breathing ozone usually causes tracheospasm or bronchospasm and can end you up in the hospital emergency room or dead. But rectal insufflation of ozone works well. What we call body bagging, as long as you have good exhaust fans, is helpful. Ear insufflation, vaginal insufflation, and other routes. My favorite route is actually bubbling ozone through oil and breathing the gas that comes off the surface of the oil, which is not ozone, it's ozonide. And ozonide penetrates fatty tissues like the brain and the prostate and the breast and so on. It gets into places where ozone itself doesn't get in very well. And so the ozone, when you're using ozone as a treatment, you have to recognize that the Food and Drug Administration calls it a toxin that should never be exposed to the body. But the Ozone Society in Madrid, Spain, has found 5,000 articles in peer-reviewed literature showing that it has benefits. So maybe the FDA is a little biased against that because they're trying to protect the interests of the pharmaceutical companies that are making antibiotics and so on that are treating Lyme disease.
Yes, there's certainly a lot of conflict of interests and potentials for that within any disease treatment. I know that you're aware of that, and I think that the public has become aware of that as well. Other final recommendations or comments as we wind up the last segment of this show?
Well, yeah, I would say that it's very important for people to recognize that the microbes grow in the body whenever there is an excessive accumulation of toxins in the body. And so if you don't do anything about the toxicity, you're probably not ever going to get completely free of the Lyme disease. Now, in my experience, physical toxins accumulate in the body because of emotional toxins. And so if you don't do anything about the emotional toxins, the physical toxins are going to keep coming back. If the physical toxins keep coming back, the microbes are going to keep coming back. So if you want to really have the greatest effect, you work on the emotional level, not the conscious emotions, but the subconscious emotions. Those that we pick up in early childhood or sometimes even in utero from mom or dad that we carry forward in our life. And so there's tools that we use to get rid of those subconscious emotions. I like the Evox therapy from Zyto Corporation as a way to get at some of the subconscious emotions quickly.
That's interesting. Can you spell that?
Yeah. Yeah, EVOX, is a software hardware combination from the Zyto ZYTO Corporation. And so in that process, the patient speaks into a microphone. The microphone's not recording their words. The microphone's recording the frequencies that are embedded in their voice. Each frequency in the voice corresponds to a specific emotion or specific belief attached to the person or the event that they're speaking about. And in 15 seconds, you see displayed on the computer screen all the emotions and all the beliefs attached to the person or event with about a 90 to 95% predictive accuracy. And so the device takes the patient's own voice, makes it into a homeopathic homochord, and delivers that back into the patient through a hand electrode while they're listening to pleasant instrumental music. And literally shakes loose from the cells the cellular memory of the emotional event, which then causes the body to start releasing physical toxins.
Well, that's excellent, and I like the homeopathic aspect. When my children were studying, this is years ago, they're in their mid to late 40s, I would put special music on for them to have in the background when they studied. And that was new then. It's still used, but anyway, it was no harm done. And benefit was obvious. So I'm so glad that you've been able to share with us. Any other last-minute pearls?
Yeah. A lot of people are getting pounded with vaccines, and we know that from the research and the peer-reviewed literature on homeoprophylaxis that we can actually accomplish really good protection against infectious illnesses using homeoprophylaxis. And so, I encourage your listeners to go look up homeoprophylaxis and learn about that and read the research articles that have been published on it.
Well, that's interesting. That's a new term, and I thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and for all the patients that you've helped and the professionals that you've certainly mentored. Thank you for being on the show, and I hope we'll benefit from talking with you again in the future.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on the show, and I just encourage all the listeners to not be discouraged and know that there is help and hope if they just look.
Yes, well said, well said. And listeners, this is a reminder about Dr. Joseph Pizzorno's new book, The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. And this is an appropriate book when you've listened to what we've discussed on this show and on many shows. And it is currently available. And the toxin solution eliminates avoidable toxins, mitigates the effects of these that you can't avoid, and enjoying a longer life with the essential health guide from a pioneer in integrative medicine, Dr. Joseph Pizzorno. So that's an important message. And I also want to thank you listeners for joining us here on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And this is a reminder that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices. And I want to thank Maya Angelou for these words. Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. And I'm adding to that, may you love what you do and do what you love, and make sure your efforts have a positive influence on people and the planet. And finally, please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
With the Capital One Quicksilver card, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. It's easy. That's just the way I like it.
Oh, that's the way, I like it, That's the way, I like it,
Woo! The Quicksilver card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
That's the way,
Capital One Bank, USANA.
1BMC046000. Boost 1Q19 switch, glitch 4 lines 100, LG Stylo 4, 30 radio English.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of
chocolates.
Rita, you're cutting out. We need your answer.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile's super reliable, super fast nationwide network and get 4 lines, each with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month. Plus, get 4 free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
ADT can design and install a smart home just for you, backed by 24/7 protection. A new smart home at your service, customized for your lifestyle. Set up custom automations unique to your home to automatically do the things like lock the doors or set the thermostat when you leave. Even close your garage door from virtually anywhere. ADT will set up your home with multiple smart home devices and security features like indoor and outdoor cameras, locks, lights, and garage door control, even video doorbells. Visit ADT.com/podcasts to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you.